Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York City, and I'm broadcasting tonight from the Bright Red Desk. And what we do here on Access Astrology is I'm often joined by Heather and Mark, and I know Mark is planning on coming, and hopefully Heather will be joining us too. And what we do is we take calls from listeners. We talk about how the heavens are creating energy in the sky above us and how that is reflected down here on Earth, and also talk to you about how to use the energy in ways that are productive for you and that help you get the best life you can create. The idea being, energy is energy. So we want to use it productively, we want to use it consciously, and we really want to kind of direct it in a way that supports us and helps us. Now, one of the things that happens twice a year is the nodes of fate get near the eclipses. And so when that happens, the nodes of fate, get near the sun and the moon. And when that happens, we have what's called an eclipse. And so we're in eclipse season right now. And so we're having eclipses. We just had one last week, and we're going to have another one in a couple of days. And so our job when we have eclipses is to kind of work with them. And I think Heather just joined us. Heather, are you there?
Yes. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Montana, western Montana.
Yeah. So, Heather, tell us a little bit about eclipses from your experience. Because we're in the eclipse season. The eclipses are coming. The eclipses are coming.
The eclipses are here. precipitate events. I've always said, like astrological acupuncture, and wherever they're sitting on your chart, they can drill in and stimulate it. And if something has been ripening to happen and it lands on your chart, it can happen. And if it's not been, if you're not dealing with it directly on your chart, it may happen near you it may happen in your environment, it may happen to people around you, but you may not be dealing with it directly. These series of eclipses echoing with, the first one was Saturn and the second one near Pluto, have been really setting off, we see what the government's doing as a pretty strong lineup of eclipse and Plutonian and Saturnian issues. And I am seeing this in several people I know who have long-term health issues, finding them suddenly getting worse, some marriages breaking up, and some real breakthroughs of positive experiences for people that have had writer's block all winter, and it's now coming through. So that's
right now,
how
all
I've
of
been
a sudden
seeing.
They're able to get everything accomplished.
Right, it's unblocking, mm-hmm. And depends on what's been blocked. So it's an interesting piece there.
Right, kind of sets them free to go wild mm-hmm. and crazy. And I think Mark mm-hmm. just joined us. Mark, are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so tell us about your experience with eclipses. It's nice that all of us show up on the night of the eclipses. Yay.
Yes, and wonderful. Yeah. Great to have you all here.
Yeah. I found it was a good time to just go through and throw things out.
Mm-hmm. All the eclipses.
Been throwing away energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It kind of pushes the energy in a whole new way, too. It really helps you get mm-hmm. clear on a lot of things because mm-hmm. the sun or the moon goes away. So the one we just had was a solar eclipse. So the sun had a little piece of it chewed. It was a partial. It was way up at the North Pole. It mm-hmm. had a piece of itself chewed out by the sun's light got chewed out by the eclipse. It was visible in Western Western Alaska
yep.
and Eastern Europe and China. The one that we have in another couple of weeks is a lunar eclipse. We'll be able to see that one. It's go out at midnight, but it'll be up there. And that mm-hmm. one echoes mm-hmm. the story from summer of 17 and then last May or mm-hmm. last April time frame, and kind of says, okay, let's culminate. And they're pretty potent. I mean, they're very tied to these Saturn and Mars. So there's a lot of energy with, structures and power. And, of course, we're having a big power mm-hmm. structure about a wall. Of course, it's in the mm-hmm. eclipses are in Capricorn. And that's Saturn. Of course, Saturn rules walls.
And that is the wall.
And so we're having an eclipse around the walls. And a lot of people are really feeling it physically because it's in Earth signs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of people I know are running colds or feeling ill or kind of catching a cold or, you know, like stuff's been kind of just hanging out on the left-hand side of coming in their nose. And now it's like, okay, I'm here, you know. So,
And I think some of that also is that we are in the third pass of the Jupiter-Neptune square.
Mm-hmm.
And that Jupiter-Neptune square is at, you know, it's 14 Pisces to 14 Sagittarius. And as that hits, it's very close. You know, Jupiter's still at 13 and a half. I'm noticing that everybody is feeling permeable.
Mm-hmm.
And and not only the permeability of lowered immune systems and bad colds, but the process of, what is the truth? The fact that we had, the president speaking last night, and every single, including Fox News, that covered it, fact-checked him afterwards and found, you know, huge gaps in credibility. And that, you know, one of the many places that, what is the truth? Where is the truth? The Jupiter-Neptune is great for our imagination and can take us to good spiritual places, but can make it very hard to figure out what's really going on.
Yeah.
Have you been noticing that too, that kind of slightly shifted reality of the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction?
I have been losing things and finding things. So I have, I have that projector that we use when we do our presentation. By the way, we're going to have a weekend in March, which you guys are all welcome to attend. Here in New York, we're going to talk about horary and electional astrology. And I have a projector that I project the charts with, and I was lost. I was completely lost. I'm like looking all over the apartment for it. I don't know what I had to do with it. Where did it go? And I'm like, did I leave it in the cab? And today I found it.
Oh, wonderful.
It emerged from a thing, and I'm like,
out of
there you are.
Mm-hmm.
You've been hiding on me, you little heart. And it came back. So I've been finding things disappearing. We were looking all over for my P-Touch today. You know, I've got one, a little label maker. I have no idea where the damn thing is. It's gone missing, but the projector returned. So I think that's also the Neptune-Jupiter. It's like, do you need it? Really? No. Okay, we're going to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you do need it. Oh, here it is. You know, and what are you going to do with it? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, what have you been experiencing?
That's an interesting point.
Beyond just using the clearing the clutter energy, not that much.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you've been using it to clear clutter?
Yeah, so your projector returned from clutter. And
yes.
or from, at least from hiding among other things. And I've been just trying to clear it out.
You've been throwing away stuff in your house, right?
Yeah.
Good clearing, decluttering energy. Now, this weekend, we've got both the Sun-Pluto conjunction and a Mercury-Saturn conjunction. And some tough decisions will be precipitating. It may be around the wall, but it's going to be really interesting to see what's happening with that. Now, this Sun-Pluto
is really, that goes right to the center of power.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be some answering to be done for how the various parties are using power.
Yes.
You know,
right.
And how their use of power is affecting the people they're supposed to be using it for.
Right.
I think that's
are they actually
come out. Yeah, it's really, what effect is it having?
Mm-hmm.
Not what do you want? What are you trying to accomplish? Blah blah blah. It's more what's actually happening as a result.
Right. And I have to say, I'm watching this new Congress kick in, and you know, most of the fall we had both Venus and Mars in water signs, and all the deep work and the depression that brought. And, you know, it was emotional depth inside, but hard to get anything done on the outside. And now that Mars is in Aries and Venus in Sagittarius, the energy is really picked up in this can-do, got-to-do-something-about-it impatience, both politically and personally for a lot of people, is really helping deal with all that energy. It can make it a little explosive, but it's potent.
People are really feeling very feisty. Yeah, no,
mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that.
Yeah, well, you're a fire sign girl. You love that.
And isn't, speaking of proud of our Moon in Aries people, Octavia Cortez is a Libra Moon in Aries, and she's being such a, you know, a strong Moon in Aries coming up. I have to say I'm enjoying watching her. Bernie Sanders is another Moon in Aries of people that speak up, don't always speak the most diplomatically, but can really get things moving.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just did Nancy Pelosi's chart the other night, and she's an Aries with the Jupiter in Aries.
Aries Moon Scorpio, right?
She's Moon in Scorpio.
Yeah, Moon in Scorpio.
Yeah, go ahead.
She's unkillable.
Well, she's got a Sun trine Pluto in early Leo. Mm-hmm. So that's getting really activated this year because Uranus is coming to hit her Saturn in Taurus and square her Pluto in Leo. So she's got a really busy spring ahead of her, too.
She does. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely to see that that her moving forward. It's a very intense combination. And, you know, sometimes her strength is difficult, some of her strength is marvelous and moving forward. So that's going to be interesting to see.
Yep. So it's very fiery, and it's like moving everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it does get us thinking more or saying, okay, what do we need to do next? And I think that's really, with all the planets in Saturn or in Capricorn, I think of them as kind of supporting this, even though the Sun, you know, we say, well, they're trapped between two malefics. So, but they're also saying, what's the structure of Saturn that you need to transform Pluto and release South Node so you can move forward and get what you want to do, what you want to build, or build what you want to do, or, you know, what do you need to change structurally to go? And I think of when I broke my foot and I was on crutches, and I think, you know, I was looking at the Saturn Pluto, I'm like, it's kind of like crutches, you know, to the Sun and the Moon. Like they can lean on it and say, you know, Saturn, I'm kind of a little tired. Can you help me? Or Pluto, I'm a little dry, you know, and they can kind of go, yeah, you know, or to your case, you know, people that have been sick for a while are suddenly getting sicker, or people are saying structurally this partnership isn't working, South Node, I need to leave, or I'm going to change this structurally to get me to the new place. So, yeah, and that Jennifer Mondo, whatever the throwing out, the art of tidying up, she probably has a TV show on. One of my students was comparing to Virgo porn, you know, because she's thrown away shut and getting everything cleaned out. And they binged watched like 8 episodes or something of it. I'm like, really? You're binge watching an organizing show? And they're like, yeah, it's great, you know.
Very satisfying to watch someone else organize, right?
Yeah.
It's like watching people work out, you know. It's very different from actually doing it.
Right.
So that'd be interesting to see.
So,
but
Mark, what are you throwing away? You said you were throwing away stuff.
Oh, just extra stuff. Things that I need. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to go. And paperwork.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know you said you periodically go through your bookcase and get rid of things that you don't really need anymore, kind of rearrange them to change your thoughts up. So I wondered if you were doing books, too.
Oh, no. I haven't been using books that much in the last couple of years. But that is something that I always like to recommend to people. You have a bookshelf and you haven't really changed the order of things. Go ahead and do that, because the way you arrange your books on yourself affects how you think.
Which makes a lot of sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so guaranteed, if you pull everything off the shelf and put it back in a different order, something will shift in your way of looking at things.
And how you think about it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Neat. What else do you guys notice about the weather up ahead, or things that are kind of exciting you? The third square of the Neptune-Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's nice.
And on Monday, after this tough weekend, because, you know, the moon is in Pisces on Friday when the Sun-Pluto conjunction happens, and then the moon goes into Aries and exacerbates us, it's all that tension this weekend, but it may be a very good time to get a project started. If you've got something we need to build, if you haven't started reorganizing it, but you know you need to, I would give that Aries moon something to do this weekend, or it will get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mercury-Saturn conjunction, there may be decisions you need to make. If you didn't make any New Year's resolutions, now is a good time to make a New Year's resolution.
Right.
If you have a boundary to set, and that Mercury-Saturn conjunction is a good time to set a boundary. And then on Monday, the Mercury sextiles Neptune, giving us some a fresh breath of imagination and compassion. So we've come out of the weekend, we can see what the problem is, and we see where we want to go with it. And early next week, maybe we may have more ideas on how to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But we have to be willing to find some way to cooperate. Now, I've noticed with the Mars and Venus in fire signs that tempers are spiking, but everybody's feeling very sensitive with the Jupiter Neptune, so they're not always forgiving. But with Venus in Sagittarius, tempers are spiking and they're letting go very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel your temper spiking, it's really important not to say something unforgivable with the aspects that are coming this weekend.
Yeah,
and absolutely, you know, or you will break it, whatever it is. If you can say, I'm, you know, really be careful to own your I statements, you know, say, I'm mad, not your crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to say, I'm unhappy in this situation and we need to fix it, rather than you're a jerk and you have been ruining my life. You know, to really own it, that responsibility. With Capricorn, self-responsibility is everything.
But,
and,
Heather, what if they've been a jerk and you really are tired of them? I mean, can you say that?
Well, you
can
say, I'm tired of this and I am leaving. I can't stand this behavior. But if you want to break it, good weekend to break it. You know? But to own your end of it, self-responsibility, like I choose not to be in this situation any longer, is very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But no yelling at them about it.
It's actually the energy works against trying to control somebody else.
The energy works what, Mark?
It works against trying to control somebody else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because of the moon.
Trying to control somebody else.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It makes them a little
hard.
Right.
And yes, it's going to be interesting to see. I gather that Trump cut off aid for California wildfire recovery today, ordered FEMA to stop, and that's going to have some interesting fallout.
I don't know. Can he actually do that? I mean, it just seems kind of like a...
You know, it's a good question.
I mean, who does that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's mad at Nancy Pelosi, so he's going after her state. I mean, what's the deal there? You know?
Mm-hmm. Those aren't his voters anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, some of them are, but, you know, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
How mad is he?
Dig a bigger hole.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody said to me that Nancy and Chuck are his parents now. Right. So he maybe never got parented before, because they're both saying, no,
mm-hmm.
you can't, no, you can't.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, wow, man.
Mom
so
only said, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Well, he has an interesting chart, because he never really got told he couldn't, you know. And he would throw tantrums. He would throw, you know, it's a chart that throws temper tantrums, which, you know, we're seeing. But I'm also kind of fascinated by, you can actually do something like that. We're not going to spend any money, I hope. I don't know that that's constitutional. I mean, maybe it is. Who knows? Whatever.
It's
but yeah, he's pretty mad, huh?
Than one person. It's a little more complex than one person making a decision like that.
I would think so, you know.
I'm
just going
to
cut it off.
A lot of moving parts to that.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of them. Yeah. But that's, you know, for a long time, enjoyed walking into the room and setting off firecrackers just to get people upset.
Right, right.
So,
to get them to move.
And we have one person, but no one's raised their hand. If you would hit...
To the show and you want to call in with a question, feel free. Our call-in number is 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. And 323, you've been out there for a while. If you have a question you want to ask us, press 1 and raise your hand. We won't call on you otherwise. Well, we did get a letter.
What's the question?
And the question is, let me get the letter. It's right over here. Hi, Anne. If I remember correctly, 1 week on Access, you invited listeners to submit questions, but I didn't catch or have lost the address, so I'm sending it to your personal email, which is exactly what you're supposed to do. So no worries. You did right. When I learned there were going to be 5 full moons in a row at 0 degrees, ending with the full moon in Libra, which will conjunct my her niece's chart, I suggested she call us. That seems like an amazing astrological phenomena. And I wondered if it might have special significance for her because she has Mars, Moon, Uranus in early degrees as well. Her work schedule is crazy, so she's not been able to make the call, so I thought I would submit the question on her behalf. Her name, and she's okay with that. Her name is Julie, and she was born on September 23, 1969, at 12:58 p.m. in Lompoc, L-O-M-P-O-C, California, and now she lives in Texas. In Pearl Land, Texas, but
and it was Lompoc. You said what was it in California?
Lompoc, California. So if there's time some week, would you comment on what's going on and what it might mean, and if she should be focusing on something because of all these 0 degree full moons?
So. She's got 0 degrees Libra, Sun, and 0 degrees Venus. In Virgo, 3 degrees Moon in Pisces, 1 degree Mars in Capricorn. So she is going to be rung by the like a bell by the next eclipse, and that eclipse is going to be at 0 degrees of Aquarius, Leo, and so it's going to trine to her sun and. You know, it's only kind of in conjuncting her Mars, but it's going to be close in that trine. So for her, it may be a very positive. It may not even be something that she necessarily notices, but it precipitates all of the movement that's already happening in your life. Because I think a lot's kicking in. Also, Uranus will be trine her Mars this year and trine her Venus. And Uranus will be coming up to her Saturn. So she's got a lot cooking. This is a year of all kinds of
change. She's not going to have time to call anybody.
Right. And I would say keep your eyes open for opportunity. Walk through the door when it opens. If a door seems to close, it's because something else better is showing up. But keep an eye on where you want to go. And I would say, you know, Moon in Pisces, she's so used to adapting to everybody else that... But her Mars in Capricorn has determination. And this is a time to kind of keep your eye on the prize so that you use those opportunities to take you closer to where you want to go.
Right. And I would say also because she's a Sun Uranus, whenever Uranus changes signs, which it does every 8 years, in March it's going into Taurus for 8 years, forming that grand trine in her chart. But also, she has every 8 years, there's a big shift in her life direction. So 210 to now, been a lot about hunting things and foundation. Maybe that's when she moved to Texas. The time before that, 2002 to 2010, was learning how she thought about things. The 8 years before that, when the moon was in Aquarius, was understanding her value and what her worth was as it went through her second house. And then the period from 94 to 86 was all about her and what she wanted. So this is a really important time because Uranus is about to go into her fifth house and set off all that stuff too. And I think what happens a lot, I didn't get the name of the person who wrote, Jay wrote, Judy wrote. So Judy, what happens a lot with her chart is when stuff shifts, when Uranus shifts, she gets like a whole new life. When planets are at the full moon at zero, what it's really doing when the lunar phase, and they do run this way. Last year there were a lot of mm-hmm. things at 15. Some years there's a bunch of stuff at 18. And they mm-hmm. kind of pop mm-hmm. the same degree over and over. And what it does is it makes people really aware, because they kind of, you know, they'll have a whole 6 month, 7 month period of illumination going, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, and seeing mm-hmm, things they hadn't mm-hmm. seen before. When it's a full moon, when the new moons happen, like a pop, 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 because there's going to be a bunch at 15, new moons are going to be at 15 this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do pop, pop, pop on anybody who's got planets at 15, and they get new beginnings, right? So
right.
Your niece is going to really have seeing things that she hadn't seen before. Now, of course, she's a Libra, so she's a partnership creature anyway. So it's all about relationships. So she's really going to get the I-thou with the full moon setting off all of her early degree planets. So it's a really big year for her. But also just in general, you know, people kind of go, wow, there's a whole bunch in a row. You know, and I was like, wow, there's a whole, you know, when I was first starting astrology, I would go, wow, there's a whole bunch in a row. And then the next year there'd be, wow, there'd be a whole bunch in a row, but at a different degree, you know. And you kind of go, oh, okay, the universe is waking up that degree with the lunations. Because we use them as a predictive tool when they pop on one of your planets. So, when you know, you might not notice the first one. By the time you get to the 10th or the 7th or the 6th, you're kind of like, all right, I get the message. Leave me alone. Kind of like your mother nagging you. Father, son, mother, moon, you know, going, no, yo, kid, mm-hmm. down there on Earth, mm-hmm. pay attention to me. So, Mark, mm-hmm. what do you see?
I see the same kind of thing. It's going to be a very active year, and it will be really helpful to focus on who your friends really are and sort of gravitate toward the friends who help you feel grounded, because you
right.
feel kind of frazzled with a lot of people. So just try to sort people into the ones that are closest to you or the ones that help you feel grounded.
Right. And because it's a grand trine in Earth, she really does want to ground and create this year. No.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a really important part of her mission.
Yeah, and the friends are important to her.
Absolutely. I wanted to, before we go, let's talk a little bit about our workshop in March. And
yeah.
Where can people find the information and how to join us?
It's out there on the internet, and it's on
mm-hmm.
my website. I don't know if you guys put
okay.
the link up on yours. And you Google
I will.
Access
mm-hmm.
Astrology. Horary workshop. I think you can do things like pin it to the top of our Facebook, so maybe we should do that.
Yep. Yep.
And it's out there. It's an Eventzilla, so you can find it that way. It's an event, and it's on my website. You can link up to there, Ann Ortley or astroann.com. And you basically just go in and sign up. It's going to be that first weekend in March. It's in New York City, down at TRS, which is downtown. They have Luke's Lobster Roll nearby, so they have good food
mm-hmm.
in the neighborhood. They have
really good food nearby.
good food nearby. And so the first day is Horary Astrology, where you cast a chart and you ask a question of the universe and you cast the chart. So it's going to be going through the basic horary techniques and teach everybody how to be able to use that technique when they're looking for lost keys or they're trying to find their thing, you know. And when I did a chart for the lost projector, it said, oh no, it's in the house, it's just buried somewhere, which made me feel better, and it would be coming back to me. I mean, it did. And one time I was on a camping trip, and we were at the Grand Canyon, which has like really ugly bedspreads, and we were late, and I was packed up really super quick, and I had a fair amount of jewelry with me. I had about $5,000 worth of jewelry with me, and I get to Phoenix. We're catching the plane the next day, and my jewelry's gone. I'm like, oh, my God, I left my jewelry in the Grand Canyon. Oh, my God. Called the Grand Canyon. Nobody turned it in, you know, whatever. I cast a horary chart. It goes, the astrologer is really stupid because it tells you if you're stupid, and she has her jewelry with her. So I'm like, really? I have my jewelry with me? So I went looking, and because I was packing really fast, I packed it in a part of my suitcase that I hadn't looked in. And there it was, mm-hmm. all happy waiting for me. So it's kind of fun. Sometimes it even tells you you're stupid. And then the second day is electional astrology. And it's mm-hmm. going to be like, how do you pick a day to have a wedding, to pick a day to buy a house, to start a business,
mm-hmm.
to launch your website?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you pick what's good launching days, and that's called electional astrology. So that'll be on Sunday. So it's a nice weekend, and I think people will come away with a lot of knowledge. You guys want to add something to that?
Mm-hmm. And real tools to work with.
Yep.
Right. Practical astrology for everyday use. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, picking a surgery
wonderful.
Day. You have to have plastic surgery. What's a good day to do it, you know? I mean, it's important.
It's important.
You don't want your nose to come out looking bad, you know?
And on that, I think we're done for the tonight.
Yep.
Okay. And thank you all for listening.
Thank you. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana.
And Ann at the Bright Red Desk in New York.
And Mark Wolks in New York.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.